We are now ready to begin the RPR testimony examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Please state your name for the record.
Tracy Richardson.
Have you ever given a deposition before?
No.
I am going to attempt to ask you questions that you can understand, but I sometimes fail to do that. Please let me know if you don't understand my question.
Okay.
The court reporter has to take down your testimony as well as my questions, and that requires that we take turns talking, okay?
All right.
It also requires that you provide oral answers that she can understand.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you married?
I am divorced.
Do you have any children?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
What are their ages?
16 and 13.
Do they live here in Dallas with you?
Yes, they do.
Did you go to college?
I received a bachelor's degree from the University of Texas.
When did you go to school there?
1983 to 1985.
What is your degree in?
Office administration.
Is that a 4-year degree?
Yes, I went for 2 years at a community college.
You said you graduated in 1985?
Yes.
What did you do for employment after that?
I worked for an insurance agent for 5 years.
Who was that?
Tom Baker.
What sort of duties did you have for Mr. Baker?
I was his secretary.
That takes us to about 1990?
Yes.
Where did you go to work then?
At the claims office.
Here in Dallas?
Yes.
What was your position in 1990?
Claims representative.
How long were you in that position?
15 years.
Until about 2005?
Yes.
Did you take on a new position in 2005?
Correct.
What was that position?
Claims processor.
Are you still a claims processor today?
Yes.
How are you paid by your company? Is it by salary or by the hour?
I am paid hourly.
Do you receive benefits from the company?
Yes.
Do you receive bonuses?
Not exactly a bonus. It is a performance raise.
Would it be fair for me to say that you can get a performance-based raise in your compensation if your performance dictates it?
Yes.
How does your boss determine if your performance dictates a raise or not?
They look at how I handle files and customer relations and personal development, things like that.
How do they review your customer relations?
By reviewing the files, I guess.
Do you know?
I don't do those reports, so I don't know where they get all the information.
Who does your performance evaluation?
My boss does that.
Have you seen those reports since you became a claims processor?
Yes.
How often are they done?
I think it is twice a year.
Are they in writing?
Usually just the final one. There is a midterm as well.
Are you given a copy of it?
Yes.
What sort of criteria are you evaluated on in the report?
I cannot think of the criteria at this time. There are usually certain goals that we try to meet.
What kind of goals?
Like I said, customer relations, personal development, goals of the business.
How are they measured in terms of whether they are met or not?
I don't measure them, so I don't know.
Are there team goals that are included as part of your individual evaluation?
I don't believe so.
Have you ever had a car insurance claim?
No.
Have you had a family member who did?
Not from an auto accident, no.
What about from any sort of accident?
My ex-husband had a back injury from a work-related claim.
Was there a claim made beyond the workers' compensation claim?
No, sir.
When was that?
9 or 10 years ago.
Do you have any role in assigning value to first-party claims?
Yes.
Are you generally assigned a specific task to complete for each claim?
Once the claims rep completes the investigation, they will assign things for us to follow up on.
What types of things would those be?
Mostly the medical bills or property damage bills.
Why would a claims rep ask you to take pictures of a vehicle involved in an accident if there was no collision coverage on that vehicle?
I don't normally take the photographs. Sometimes we need them to know what kind of impact it was.
Is that something that is done as a matter of course when there is no collision coverage involved?
Not always.
Do you have your own auto insurance through your work?
Yes, sir.
Do you buy uninsured motorist coverage?
Yes.
Do you have an understanding of what that coverage is for?
Yes.
What is your understanding of that?
My understanding is if you are in an accident with someone who is not insured, then it provides coverage for you if the other party is at fault.
Does that mean your insurance company steps into the shoes of the uninsured driver and becomes responsible for any damages he caused and pays you money for that claim?
I think that is right.
Do you have any knowledge of the claims manual as it pertains to settlements and the value of claims?
Yes, sir.
How do you assign a value to an injury?
Based on my experience in settling claims and based on cases that have gone to trial and those jury awards.
Is there a database you can access to find that information?
No, sir.
Then how do you know what damages have been awarded in those cases?
We get emails about cases that have gone to trial and what the jury has decided.
Did you receive any emails pertaining to this case?
This specific case?
Yes.
No, sir.
Are you able to do a search to find cases involving a broken ankle and learn what the award was?
Please repeat that.
Are you able to do a computer search or a physical search of documents to find similar cases?
I probably could if I got on the internet, but I never have.
Does your company keep track of how much is paid on injury claims that you settle?
I don't know.
How do they keep track of how much is paid on injury claims that your team settles?
I don't know.
Does your team receive regular evaluations of how it is performing in regards to settling injury claims?
No.
Does your team set goals as to a monetary amount it aims to stay under for a specific time frame?
No.
Are you saying your team receives no information as to whether it has met a goal or not met a goal?
Not financially speaking, as you have suggested.
What sort of feedback does your team get from the company?
As a team, we receive periodic reviews.